Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In the month of Ramadan, there's a night when where Amir al-Mu'mineen got hit by Ibn Muljim. And it is very famous that Imam Ali said, I am killed just because of my justice. And my justice, it was a justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen. It was adl of justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, which caused shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah. We have to remember always this point. It is related to if people won't forget the day of Ghadir, this would not be happened maybe, but because people forget the Ghadir and their promise to Prophet Muhammad, things happened, and that's why Imam Ali got hit on this night by Ibn Muljim. There's a hadith from Rasulullah where he says, "Ana awwalu wafidin 'ala al-'aziz al-jabbar yawm al-qiyamah." I'm the first person who is going to enter in the ground of resurrection day, in the day of Qiyamah. I'm the first person who is going to enter. And then Rasulullah said, "Ana awwalu wafidin 'ala al-'aziz al-jabbar yawm al-qiyamah wa kitabuhu wa ahlu bayti." So I will enter with my book, holding my book in my hand, the Quran, and with my Ahlul Bayt, on the top of Ahlul Bayt, his representative, his successor is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, who's been hit or who's been struck today or tonight by Ibn Muljim. And then Imam said, and then Rasulullah said, "Thumma ummati," and after me, my nation, my ummah is going to enter in the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah asked the most important question, and then he said, "Thumma as'aluhum ma fa'altum bi kitabillah wa bi ahli bayti." Oh my nation, oh my people, what have you done with my book? Did you really pay attention to my book? Did you follow the values of Quran? Did you learn the values of Quran? Did you found out what are the disvalues of Quran, and you decline all those disvalues of Quran, or you just become friends with my enemies, or you become friend with my with those who were not on our side? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to ask us from the day of Qiyamah, what have you done with my book, and what you have done with my Ahlul Bayt, with my family, with my progeny? How easy people came to the door of Fatima Zahra, my daughter, and they killed her, and nobody stood up for her right. Amir al-Mu'mineen was killed by Ibn Muljim, and nobody stood up for his right. How come you just lie down in your home, and my children slaughtered one after other one? Like Imam Hassan was killed by the enemies of Prophet Muhammad, Imam Hussein was killed with his entire family, with his entire disciples, ashab, in the Karbala, and you just sat down in your home and you never supported him. What happened? How come you related to your life to the Quran and Quranic teachings? If you follow the Quranic teachings, if you learn the Quranic teachings, and if you learn the Quranic values, I emphasize on this word Quranic values. If you learn the Quranic values and Quranic disvalues, and if you follow the track of Quran, you would never leave Ahlul Bayt alone. And you made that mistake, you left Ahlul Bayt alone. And Imam Ali says in Hadith, in Nahjul Balagha, you left us alone, and we sat down on the place on the top of the camel where slaves or prisoners sat down. But we never left you alone, and we leaded you. We lead you towards haq, towards truth, because we were Ahlul Bayt, and we should be loyal to Ahlul Bayt. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل